This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Out of that cattle industry convention last week, analysts there were telling us that they expect this to be another pretty good year for the beef cattle industry. We'll share some comments along that line after this. Every weekend, farmers and ranchers from the California coast to the Carolinas tune in to catch our broadcast, This Week in Agribusiness. They not only tune in for the agriculture news, of course, but there's that weather forecast. Veteran agricultural meteorologist Greg Solier takes a look now every week, 4 weeks in advance, to see what might be coming along. For example, his forecast this next weekend will, of course, take us right on into the month of March. Then there's our market discussion. And coming up this weekend, we'll have Randy Block from Cattle Facts joining us on This Week in Agribusiness. Tune in to catch all of that information and more. Oh, yes, I almost failed to mention Max's Tractor Shed, where we put in the spotlight somebody's favorite old antique farm tractor. This Week in Agribusiness, seen 4 times a weekend on RFD TV and once a weekend on 120 local television stations. That meeting of Cattle Facts, when they hold that gathering where the economists predict what's going to be happening, is always well attended at the cattle industry convention, and that was the case last week in New Orleans. We talked with Randy Block for a few minutes, and yes, indeed, we're sharing some of his comments on our television show this weekend. He's the CEO of Cattle Facts. Kevin Good, who is an analyst with Cattle Facts, told the cattlemen in attendance that he expects prices will remain strong for the cattle industry, but the demand and the economy expected to remain solid. As Kevin Good put it, we've been on one heck of a good run for a few years. And in his words, I expect that to continue into 2019. He did say, though, they expect to see margins begin to compress and leverage to shift from the cow, calf, and stocker sectors to the feeder. As the supply of cattle expands, he said price risk remains over the next few years in response to the last 5 years of expansion of the beef industry. The beef cow herd expansion cycle is believed to be within 1 to 2 years of being complete. And Kevin Good said cattle producers, on average, will receive a smaller percentage of the retail beef dollar as larger cattle supplies increase the price pressure across all segments of the industry. Retail beef prices will likely see some inflation this year. But as Kevin Good put it, larger beef, pork, and poultry production will be price-limiting. The domestic demand, though, remains robust, and higher wages and job growth are supportive of the prices. Cattle Facts is projecting the all-fresh retail beef price to average $5.73 a pound this year. That would be up 6 cents from a year ago. And economists are seeing the potential, though, for an economic slowdown. And that may slow the benefits of recently strong consumer incomes and spending, Kevin Good said. I'll be back after this.